Women's hockey is one of the fastest-growing sports in North America, but efforts to launch a professional league have been plagued by financial losses, lack of fans, and little media coverage. Despite those challenges, a women's hockey league in Canada is expanding into the U.S. this winter. Shannon Mullen went to see the league's newest team in action.
The Boston Blades don't have a home arena, so they practice wherever they can find ice time. Tonight, they're running drills at a rink an hour north of Boston. A local men's pickup team is next on the ice, but instead of suiting up, one of the players, Chad Forrest, stops to watch.
Normally you don't see women of this caliber, you know, skating, so guys talking about the locker room. Piques everybody's attention, right?
The Blades are the first U.S.-based team in the Canadian Women's Hockey League. The players are world-class athletes, but most of the world gets to see them play only at the Olympics.
We're not on TV. You can't follow us.
Four-time Olympian Angela Ruggiero is a defenseman for the Boston Blades.
Everyone's so excited after the Olympics, and they want to come to games, and where are you girls playing next? And unfortunately, you're going to have to wait probably another 4 years to see us in action. And that's one of the problems that we face getting fans and keeping fans, is you simply can't see us play.
But the league is only 3 years old, and its games draw just a few hundred fans, a small fraction of the turnout at men's games in the National Hockey League.
And if there aren't as many fans, then the media, for good reason, is not providing as good coverage. And so there's a cycle that we have to break.
Paul Hendrickson is the Boston Blades general manager.
I think once the fans come, we'll see the media support, but that's the challenge of a startup.
The teams spend a lot of time doing outreach online and in their communities. Then the players connect with new fans in person, signing autographs after every game. Boston Blade Lindsay Berman says a lot of them are young girls who play hockey.
It's awesome, especially for them to see where it goes and where they're going to go. I wish I had that a little more when I was younger.
Building a fan base will also help the league attract more sponsors. It's a nonprofit, and the players don't get paid. Sponsors give them gear and cover ice time and travel expenses. But the league's executive director, Brenda Andress, says it's a challenge to find new backers.
People are dubious, right, of saying, well, you know, sponsor women's hockey, like, you know, do we get the same bang for the buck?
Andress understands why potential sponsors are hesitant, especially in a bad economy. Then there's the sluggish growth of other women's professional sports leagues, like the WNBA.
I think eventually when people get together and work for something, it'll start to come to fruition. And I think that's where we are. We're saying, okay, we're ready to take the next step. Who out there believes in us? We need people to come out and support us, fill our seats, you know, cheer us on.
And to help entice them into the stands, the league keeps ticket prices low compared to their NHL counterparts. It costs $120 to sit anywhere near the ice at a Boston Bruins game. But when the Boston Blades play, front row seats are just $5. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.